from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Reminder, this hour, be listening. The Parker Meadows Grand Slam call. When you hear the Dickerson radio call, call in for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Lions-Rams Sunday night. Hottest ticket in town. We've been talking about your emotions, your expectations, your predictions. It's finally here, the Lions season, this weekend. We've got Cookie Jar at 9:35 this morning. And John, in the picks, you took Texas. I want to explore that a little more at 9:18.
Okay.
Because I can't be the only one that was caught off guard there.
Oh, okay.
You're full of surprises.
I like to keep you on your toes.
Okay. Lions, you and I, same page, though. They're going to handle their business this week. They're a Super Bowl caliber football team. Fans have every right to be confident and justified in these Super Bowl aspirations. Some ticket texters. Good morning, guys. I got chills talking about the Lions. 27-13, Derek and Wyandotte. Two-touchdown victory. Tone setter.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Lions will be a solid 10-7 team, possibly a three-way tie in the North and a messed-up wild card situation with teams like Philly.
So, when I was putting my score together, I originally had thought 31-14 because I just feel like this will be a dominant performance. But you do have, I mean, Matthew Stafford can still sling the ball around. And you've got some really good receivers on the other side. They're going to score some points.
Yeah.
So, that's why I ended up going with 21 for the Rams.
What do you make of that second one? A 10-7, step back, three-way tie in the North, muddy, messy playoff situation.
So, if you're looking at three, like if you think this is one of the better divisions in football.
I
and,
do.
And you're sitting there going, okay, well, Caleb Williams as a rookie quarterback can have a C.J. Stroud type of year. Let's just go with that assumption. I think Green Bay is good. I don't think they're great. I think they're good. You're going to have to, if three teams in this division make the playoffs, yeah, you can't just have a team that sweeps everybody. You're going to have a lot of blood in the division. And so you're going to get a 10-win or 11-win team that will win the division. Is that a step back? I don't necessarily think so. The whole goal is just getting the playoffs.
Yeah, I do think home field matters for this football team because of, one, Lions fans and how rabid they are, but two, also avoiding the elements in January. And
sure.
Potentially into, you know, February here as best you can. Ticket Texter says, just being a realist, they should have lost to the Bears twice last year. They're lucky Goff was healthy all year. This person is not joining in on the hype.
Okay, health. Yeah, some of that's out of your control. And you know what? Were they in a position to lose twice to the Lions or to the Bears? Yeah, but they didn't.
How about this one?
No, hold on real quick. I'm so sick of that point too, though. Not from you, John, the Ticket Texter. They were in a position to lose the game. You know what they did? They won the game.
Right.
How many years have you guys been Lions fans with us and watched them not win those games?
Right.
And now they win them and it's not enough? It's, well, they should have lost. They didn't lose.
Right, yeah.
That's
how many games
different.
Should they have won and then they found a way to lose?
Thank you. Sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
They should have lost that game. I actually agree with that. Guess what? They should have won the Cowboys game and got robbed.
Yeah.
Balances out.
Yep.
Thanks. Those things find balance, you know? I mean, John, you're 31 to 21 instead of 14. That's that Padford there, by the way.
Right. I made that point. Like, we're facing a quarterback that has always put up really good numbers. And he's why everybody says, oh, I want him for my fantasy team, but they don't necessarily want him for their quarterback. It's about the ultimate thing is winning the game.
Right. Now, Jim, he accused you of stealing notes with the score because you guys had the same one.
The exact score.
Well, me and John have been in so unison leading into this Lion season. Yep. I had 31-20.
Okay.
So we have the same record. We're 1 point off on the score.
Mm-hmm.
And you stole my word, too, confident.
Yeah.
I'm very confident going into this season. And I've kind of been holding this one back.
Oh, here we go.
No, you know it because I said it earlier on the show. But again, for the new listener, guess what? Even if Green Bay is better, you know what's going to happen here? Green Bay is going, it's role reversal now.
Yeah.
It's the Stafford-Rodgers era reversed. We're better. They're going to be the little biatch, okay? They're not better than the Lions. They're not. They don't have a better quarterback. I know some people around here think he is based off
they don't have a better offensive
based
line.
Off 3 games. They don't have a better offensive line. They do have a better secondary.
They don't have better playmakers.
They have a more proven secondary.
Yeah. So I can see how, you know what, the Packers are going to be aggravated with the Lions. It's like they're going to be saying in 7 years, well, we could never win the division because the Lions were just better. We had a good team, but we were always the wild card.
And I think you said Love is the new Stafford in the sense that, like,
you know, he'll be good.
He'll be good, but not great.
Right. I mean, people are putting him in the Hall of Fame at this point. It's pretty. They are.
So they're playing tonight. We're going to get a taste. He was very good the end of the regular season a year ago. It was like 18 touchdowns to one pick.
Right, yes. He was very Spencer Torkelson.
You know, people are picking and choosing with him.
Well,
okay?
I was going to say, I'm not going to anoint a guy, and they were forced to pay a guy basically off of 9 games.
Yeah.
I mean, the playoffs were not pretty. They beat Dallas, but they kind of bullied Dallas. They ran all over him. When they faced San Francisco, he had ample chances to rise up and be that great quarterback, and he fell on his face. I am not comfortable anointing Jordan Love either.
People forget games. Like, they played Tampa in Lambeau, the Southern Florida team who can't travel north in the winter, and they allowed 4 touchdowns to Baker Mayfield. And Jordan Love was not very good in that game.
Yeah,
but people don't remember that one.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of different games and a lot of, I mean, when you have injuries, when you have just, I mean, human nature, you're not going to be your best every single day. And I'm not going to sit there and crucify him for having a bad day against San Francisco or in any other game against Tampa. But I'm also not going to anoint him because he came in here against a very bad secondary and lit up the Lions.
Now, in fairness to Love, he needs balanced offense just like Jared Goff does. I'm not trying to. And I do think there's some risk this year with them going with Josh Jacobs. There's no Dylan. I think they're thin in the running back room. And Josh Jacobs is entering this stage of his career. Is this the fall off year? I actually think he's got one more year in it. I'm just saying that these are possible things that can happen.
Some words that people are using on the Ticket Text to describe the Lions heading into the season. Sketchy. All this hype about a team that hasn't been good for 30 years and had one good season. My word is sketchy.
I mean, I think there's a lot of apprehension. And I used that word earlier.
Another word was fake. Until proven otherwise, last year was a fluke. Are we really doing this?
Well, so I'm not going to sit here and crucify anybody that says that because it was 1 year for the Lions. Now, they were good at the end of 22, and they put together a nice stretch, but they ultimately didn't make the playoffs. It did carry over into 23, and they were a 12-win team. They made it to the NFC Championship game. But until they prove that they can do it year in and year out, that they can be a force, like Tom said, that the roles are reversed. Now, they are the ones, the Lions are the ones that everybody is looking at going, wow, we would have had a really good run here if it wasn't for the Lions. That was 1 year. You've got to back it up. You've got to show that you can do it on a regular basis. They have that opportunity starting on Sunday.
And I get that. And I realize these ticket texts, these couple that we just got, are not indicative of the vast majority of Lions fans. But when you say, like, last year was fake, felt pretty real to me. Yeah, if you were at that playoff game against the Rams, you're gonna have those memories forever. Those aren't fake. That win counted, and then the win after it, another playoff win, counted. They did something last year they hadn't done in 30 years, which is being used against them by some. I view it as they have finally stepped out into the light, and this wasn't a fluke. This was a couple years in the making. There was clear progression. Like, you could see signs the year before, and then, John, to your point, it carried over, and they still have a very young football team that they've drafted, young players who are continuing to get better under a coaching staff that stayed intact. This is a clear trajectory. This isn't like, wow, they were out of nowhere, won 12 games. This was always brewing, and you could see signs of it even a year before.
It does feel like it's very different. And again, I hate to be the one that defending these individuals, but history does play a factor in how you feel about a team.
The psyche.
There has been progression, but every time we've felt like the Lions have been progressing, there was an instant regression. And everybody is thinking that there is going, not everybody, those that are apprehensive or that they say it's fake, they're leaning on history to say that the Lions will regress.
Dan Campbell / Brad Holmes are different than previous Lions executives and head coaches. True or false?
True.
True. So if they're different, why are we still saying it's going to be like it was?
It doesn't have to be insanity. It doesn't have to be doing the same thing and expecting a different result.
Like, I'm curious, the people were like, oh, I don't know, Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes are going to be just like Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia.
Well, I don't think anybody is saying that comparison.
Well, I mean, either you believe in these guys or you think that was a fluke and the Lions are going to go back to being the Lions. And I just don't, like, I can't get the neurons in my head to, like, connect those dots. I just don't see it. I mean, I think you'd have to have your head buried in the sand, or you'd have to have an agenda. You may be someone who conveniently has gotten your rocks off to the Lions being bad, and now you don't know what to do with your life. Like, get with the picture. The team's good now.
Team is good. And it can be good. And they are doing things differently.
Ticket texts and phone calls. We got some to get to. 248-539-9797. Cookie jar at 935. It's 97.1.
I've been telling you about injury attorney David Femenio for some time now. And here's another example of why his team is so good. Just listen to some of the results that David and his team have gotten for injured clients. $3.5 million for one, $5 million for another, $11.5 million for a client. You need an attorney that will fight relentlessly for you. And you can call and speak to David and his team right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Or you can always go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's 855-65-CRASH or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
A loss would have put them below 500. A win keeps them afloat down to their final out and their final strike. Parker Meadows keeps doing stuff that leads to wins. Tigers are 39-22 when he plays baseball for them. All right, we got Cookie Jar coming up at 9:35 this morning. Phone calls on the Lions. Corin in Columbus, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
So the word I would describe the Lions is, or my feeling about this season, is confident and reassured. I know everyone is hyped about the defensive acquisitions we made, which they have been significant and they have been upgraded. But our team is always, this version of the team, has always been about the offense and what the offense does. Even if you look at some of the losses that we had last year, the Green Bay game and Thanksgiving was because of turnovers. The Chicago game was because of turnovers. The San Francisco game was because of turnovers. It wasn't because we couldn't get stops or our defense wasn't getting stops because of our offense. Our offense is definitely better. Especially, I feel more confident in seeing the Ravens offensive line looking worse. Makes me think that Zeitler is that guy. So he was a loss for them, which makes it seem like he's going to be a gain for us. This goes as Jared Goff goes. And hopefully our defense is better, which I think it will be. But this is all about our offense, and we are going to roll, baby.
It's a good note about Zeitler. The Ravens, they missed a couple offensive linemen, and it showed last night.
Three new ones.
Yeah, and Lamar running for his life. You ran for over 100 yards, but, well, I don't know if that's the game plan week in and week out. Adam in Gibraltar, you got a word to describe your emotions heading into Lions season. You're on 97.1.
My word would be confident. I'm on the hype train. I'm going to the Super Bowl this year. I don't think they're going to be complacent or anything. But, you know, Lions bottom tier of the defense last year, if they can just be middle pack this year, that's going to be a way better team this year than last year if their defense can hold up. And also, can we stop giving the hype to Green Bay? It's a small sample size from Jordan Love. I can't wait to see him choke today against the Philadelphia Eagles. I freaking hate the Packers. I despise them.
You are in good company. Yeah, we need to learn how to say choke in Portuguese for them tonight. I mean, listen, they're underdogs, but this would be a big spot, open the season, see the Eagles get the win, put the Packers in a deficit early.
I think last year when they lost in Chicago that Campbell was concerned that they were losing their season a little bit. Just the way he spoke and emotionally handled that and then got them ready for that Bronco game. Remember, that's when everybody was kind of started getting on pins and needles and saying, oh no, is this thing falling apart? And now that they've gone through that and seen what happened, then they get the bitter taste in their mouth from last year that they've referenced several times. Look at Penei Sewell. He said he's watched it 10 times. That's obsession, okay? And I think they're laser focused And I do think their schedule sets up for a little bit of a phrase that people hate, but a revenge tour. Seattle.
Yep.
Dallas.
Yep. Late in the year, San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Prime
but
time.
Also, I always took out a Thanksgiving last year. See, I think the Lions went in the Lambeau and borderline humiliated them last year.
Oh, they did. It wasn't borderline.
And so the Lions started falling into that window of their season where they were maybe not quite as laser focused, you know, that led to the Chicago loss and all that. But Green Bay came in here and kind of handed it back to us. I agree with the Lions got their butt kicked on Thanksgiving. And turnovers mattered and all that. But the Packers responded physically. I'm pretty sure the Lions are going to respond back the other way physically when they play in Lambeau in November.
I think when they play the Packers and when they play on Thanksgiving. So it creates extra games where they feel like they've got to make amends for it. No, I don't view this as like, wow, they lost in a terrible way in the NFC title and there's going to be some hangover. It's been anything but. It's a hungry football team. It's a team that knows how close they were and knows that they're going to be fighting right there again this season. And they are excited to do it.
And I would like to ask the question, where are the subtractions? Because no team is ever the same from year to year.
Yeah.
And this is a young team. They've been able to keep their young talent. But where are they worse than they were last year?
So they lost Jonah Jackson, but we feel like Zeitler is
right.
An upgrade.
And I was not sad about that. I thought he was a little bit overrated and now overpaid. But I look at, okay, receiver. Could you say they're maybe worse off without Josh Reynolds?
Only if J-Mo doesn't step up. But I think the expectation is that he will.
Yeah.
You used a first-round pick, a 12th overall pick on the guy. And by all accounts, he's looking really good, like poised for that big season.
I mean, 12th overall pick should be 1,000-yard receivers by year three. They kind of should be in year two.
A lot of mouths to feed, but that impact, yes, I do think that's the expectation. Yeah, I mean, where are they worse? I mean, the only thing you'd say is maybe inexperience in the secondary, but they gave up the most air yards in football a year ago. So it's like they can't be worse downfield defensively.
And think about the importance of four rookies last year. Rookies get better, okay? I just feel like I'm with you, John. The flaw is the secondary. Maybe offensive line depth, okay? But I just don't see it going sideways. I don't.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Cookie jar coming up at 9:35. I do want to circle back to John's Michigan prediction for the weekend. We'll do that before the hour ends. Heather, what's going on in the news?
Well, a Kansas City Chiefs superfan known as Chiefsaholic has been sentenced to 17 years and 6 months in prison after he was found guilty of stealing nearly $850,000 from 11 banks across 7 states. He was then using the money that he got. He was laundering it through casinos. And he was using all that money to fund this persona, right? He was going to all these games decked out in this full suit, right? Like, it was just that people thought he was just this great guy attending all these games. Well, he was using all the money to go to those games on top of other things. So he was sentenced 30 years old. He was sentenced on Thursday, which happened to be the same day the Chiefs kicked off the season, right? So it was like perfect timing, right? He was ordered to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in restitution. He also had to forfeit property involved in his money laundering activity, which included this autographed painting of Patrick Mahomes. It's a crazy story.
Yeah.
Like, it just proves you really don't know anybody, right?
No.
Like, you think this guy is just this
NFL super fan.
Yeah, right? Like,
he was also a super criminal.
Right, yes.
And then back in April, he was also ordered by an Oklahoma judge to pay $10.8 million to a teller that he assaulted with a gun.
Hmm.
Yikes. Also yikes, and also poor yikes, a member of the Washington Spirit will miss the remainder of the 2024 National Women's Soccer League season after she suffered a pretty big injury while she was throwing out the first pitch at a Nationals game last week. She was just being celebrated, going to the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Set her medal down, threw out the pitch. She tore her meniscus.
What, did she throw from the mound? Like, how does this happen?
I watched the video.
Yeah, I don't know.
She did. But, I mean, it didn't look like she was in pain after she threw it.
Yeah.
What, was it a strike? Was it a good throw?
No. I mean, she threw it far.
Right.
But
she's used to using her feet.
Yeah. Anyway, she's out for the season and isn't going to play. And it sounds like she was like a really good rookie. She was having a really, really great season. Was like tied for the rookie single season record for most assists. She was one of the favorites to win the rookie of the year.
Wow.
Yeah, poor girl. For throwing the first pitch. Your season's over. Man. Some newlyweds right here in Michigan have been charged in the death of one of their groomsmen. Police say that on August 30th, the victim was standing up at the couple's wedding, then got in some sort of argument with the couple, and then that evening, the newlyweds decided to chase him down in their SUV, and that's exactly what they did. They just ran right into him. He passed away. The husband was behind the wheel. He was charged with second-degree murder, and his wife, who was also in the vehicle, was charged with accessory after the fact to a felony.
Huh. That's a tough way to go.
It really is.
Yeah, I wonder what was said, what happened. We don't know.
No, we don't know. A second Applebee's commercial starring Dan Campbell has dropped, and this time he plays the role of assistant shift manager gunning for Employee of the Month.
It's the maniacal laugh for me.
Uh-huh.
It's great.
Coming for you. Jason Kelce, he knew that his connection with his wife, Kylie, was different basically from the start, but it was after she laughed off his embarrassing moment on their second date that he knew this was going to work out. He knew she was the one. So they met on a dating app. Right off the bat, he said she was the most beautiful person he'd seen on a dating app. Their messages, they hit it off. She was really cool. Didn't have a great first date, convinced her for the second one. And, he did something on their second date, and it's when she laughed that he knew everything was all right.
I'm not a repetitive farter. Every once in a while, they squeeze out.
It's that word, squeeze to fart out, is what he said.
Yeah, at an inopportune time.
Yeah.
You know, tight jeans, you bend over.
But he learned.
Yeah.
He learned she was the one.
All because of a fart.
Uh-huh. Yes. Hey, we all have our pros and cons.
It's Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, Cookie Jar. Have some fun on a Friday. It's 97.1.
It's NFL Week 1, and FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, has a special offer to kick us off. Now through September the 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV. Then with the YouTube TV base plan, you're going to be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment. And you can cancel at any time. Just visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to download America's number one sportsbook. That website again, FanDuel.com/Jansen. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally after free trial. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We have our winner. Lions tickets Sunday. Hottest ticket in town. Kevin in St. Clair won the pair of tickets for Sunday, plus the passes to the Lions VIP tailgate. Eastern Market, it's all by the Bullseye Group. The Lions VIP tailgate is back. The Bullseye Event Group has the all-you-can-eat setup, the open bar. It's 3 hours before kickoff. Go to bullseyeeventgroup.com for tickets. Kevin heard the Parker Meadows Grand Slam in the last hour, and he is our winner.
Cool.
Hottest ticket
in town. Free tickets.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want free tickets?
Especially with what those tickets go for.
Game one of a Super Bowl season.
All starts Sunday.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right. Friday, cookie jar. All right. We got some fun topics, rapid fire style. Our first, with the return of the NFL, we have both college and pro football. John, what is your preference between the two?
I'm going college football. Obviously, I'm heavily invested in that. I'm heavily invested in both. The only thing that the NFL has is the consistency of a longer schedule. But college football, the pomp, the circumstance, if you're at a college football stadium, they're much better tailgating environments. You get the small town for the most part. I absolutely love everything about college football game days.
I'm a college football guy too, although it's starting to tilt a little bit with how good the Lions are. Like growing up, I haven't had this, and it's really pulled at my heartstrings. But like you, I love the uniqueness of a college football Saturday. It's different on every campus with the different traditions and the band and the architecture and the tailgating, the fall leaves on a college campus. To me, it's college.
Architecture. Wow.
Yeah. Look at that. Heather.
I mean, I totally agree with what you're saying about the excitement of tailgates for a college football game. I'm all about that. However, if I'm going to watch a game, I'd prefer to watch an NFL game.
Have you been to an NFL game?
Yes.
So, I mean, by default, you've been to an NFL game. You've never been to a college football
game.
That's
very true.
Greg, wearing a Lions jersey.
I can lock in 12 to midnight on a college football Saturday. I cannot do that for an NFL Sunday. I can't do a triple header for the NFL anymore.
Tom?
I could do both.
I'm an NFL guy, and I always have been. And this goes back to college and never having a playoff back in the early 90s when I was watching split national title after split national title. And I became an NFL guy. I'm like, you can't settle this on the field. This is the stupidest thing ever. Listen, you guys are right about the fluff. On the field, the game itself, the NFL product is so much better. It's not even close.
Which NFL team, if you looked at all their mascots and nicknames and animals, would win in a 32-team all-out brawl?
I mean, this seems easy to me, even though I hate the answer. It's got to be Cowboys.
You think so?
Modern firearms. I mean, if I'm a Cowboy, I Buffalo, dead. A Jet, I mean, I'm not going to go down that road. Bengals, Ravens, Colts, Jaguars, Lions. Like, I don't even have to get close, and you're dead.
So Cowboy with, like, you know, holster, six-shooter, ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
That's okay, Heather?
Okay, well, I was only looking at teams that had animal mascots.
Okay.
And I narrowed it down to three and then narrowed it down to my winner. So I wasn't looking at the Cowboys, which didn't come into my equation.
Or like
I had
a fighter
the
jet.
Lion, yeah, that was out. I had the Lions, the Bengals, or a bear. And I went, I think, ultimately, out of all those three, the Bengal Tiger could destroy either of those. Huh. So I'm going with the Bengals.
A lot of thought there.
Yeah. Greg?
Close quarter fighting. I mean, that Cowboy gets close to a bison or a lion or a bear. Man, that
still dead
range weapon is not going to help you too much. I'm going to go with the lion. Molly.
The guy that didn't even pick the Lions goes with the lion. The only guy. You went with the ram.
See, much like Heather, I was the animal, so I was going to say the Bengals too.
Mm-hmm.
But since everybody's included, I'd say the Giants.
Giants?
Roar.
Yeah.
You'd kick all of our butts.
Yes, I would.
Even though you've gotten a little frailer looking late.
A six shooter.
Frail.
Yeah.
I mean, if everybody's included, it's a fighter jet. I mean, you could drop missiles and bombs, but if we're going animals.
Well, the New York Jets doesn't say fighter jet. You can't add to their.
Well, none of them say fighter. I mean, it could be a cute little baby lion. Like, none of them are like,
again, dead. Shot dead.
I'm rethinking now.
John, it doesn't say the Cowboy's armed. He could be riding a horse. We're all implying that these are on their most ferocious versions of themselves. If you take the jet out, which I think is the easy answer, I would go with the bear. All right, wings, bone in or boneless? Okay, John. Bone in or boneless for your wings?
I've got to have bone in. I mean, you got to have a handle. You know, and because, I mean, the boneless, I understand. Tom, I understand that you don't have to worry about, you know, biting the bone.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Yeah.
You can do this.
But I prefer the bone in.
I won't even ask flats or drums. Heather?
I mean, I don't eat either, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Have you, Colin, if he sits down at B-Dubs, is he ordering bone in or boneless?
Bone in.
Now, have you bone done in. Like a cauliflower wing? Have you tried?
But I've had cauliflower things.
Again, it's like turkey bacon. It's not a cauliflower wing. It's a buffalo-flavored cauliflower piece.
It's battered and tossed in sauce.
Sure.
Yes.
It's not a wing.
I'm just saying for her.
Cauliflowers don't fly.
Greg?
To your secondary question, drums or flats? Spider 2Y banana, baby, always the flat. Secondly, the initial question here, man, look, I'll take all the chicken nuggets, cracks that come my way. I like the boneless wings.
Interesting. I think the meat on a bone-in wing is better. You got to work a little harder, but that's a life lesson, kids.
Well, you don't really have to work that much harder. I mean, and
well,
there's more
messier
meat
and, you know,
on,
the flats.
On a drum than there is on a flat.
Why are you fighting me if it's more work? A chicken nugget, a boneless wing is way easier to eat. You just pop it in your mouth. but it's worth the extra work.
It depends on the size. I mean,
sure.
The chicken is better on a what is called a real wing.
Yes.
And this whole marketing ploy that started about 15 years ago with, quote, boneless wings.
Yeah.
They call them that because they sell more by doing that.
Yes.
Right, but they're not, again, misnomer. Not wings.
They're not. I'm with you 100%. It's like a fact that's turned cloud. It's like fake news.
Yeah. Well, helping. Welcome to an election year.
How many flights of... Just going to skip right past that. How many flights of stairs before you take the elevator?
Somewhat dependent on the situation. If I'm showing up with the team and everybody's loaded up and I know I'm going to have to be standing there waiting for the elevator to go up, down, all around. I'm six... is about my max.
It also depends if you're carrying a bunch of luggage and things like that.
Yes.
I typically always take an elevator. However, if there's a long wait and I know I'm only going up maybe four flights of stairs, I say, I'll just walk.
Yeah.
I'd say about five. That's kind of my threshold. Okay. I'm going to take the elevator, Greg.
So I'm assuming that this is only my person. Elevator is immediately available.
Okay.
Or stairs.
Okay.
How many flights of stairs would it take for me to get to the elevator? One.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
I'll use that elevator.
Elevator immediately available. Sure. I'm not going to sit there and go, boy, that elevator looks nice, but I'm going to take the stairs.
The worst person at the station to be stuck in an elevator with.
So this one's kind of tough because you're throwing somebody up into the bus. Mark Ryan. Stop talking.
I had the same answer because I think he tried to convince me it was actually a good thing to be stuck in the elevator.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd probably go Stoney because he can't hold his pee. Like, what if he has to go to the bathroom?
You're going to get peed on.
Like, what? And he would go. He would go right
he
there.
He would, right? Probably pick a corner.
Yes, he would, but still, yeah. I'm standing in the other corner.
Yeah. Bladder control is a consideration.
So
yes.
do you have to, like, if he's standing in one corner, obviously he's facing the corner. Are you standing in the other corner facing the other corner?
You know what I would be doing? I would be up on the handrails with my feet, and I would be far, far away from the floor, you know?
You'd be going Mission Impossible.
Yes!
Mission Impossible.
Yes!
Stuck to the side.
Probably Gov. I hear enough of his takes already.
Tom, throw someone under the bus.
Yes,
I can take that.
Yes. This elevator is so cheap. This hotel, I can't believe it.
Mine would be Greg because he started talking to himself. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But then you wouldn't have to carry the conversation.
This is between Rieger, who would his loudness for an extended period of time, or Kenny because he smells.
Mixing a shower. All right, last one. Do you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
This one is situationally dependent. Obviously, for what we do from the hours of 6 to 10, it's hard to claim that we're introverts. But in a somewhat of a social situation where I'm just there, I like to be a fly on a wall. I tend to not generate the conversation, generate relationships. But if I'm there, you know, representing, or if I'm there for a certain business reason, then I can be very extrovert.
I am a total introvert. I'm so socially awkward. I would rather be in a very small group of people or all alone. Like, I don't need to go and interact with anybody. I'm totally content by myself. I'm quiet. I'm reserved. Typically.
This is what's so weird about it. I would also consider myself an introvert. Like, if I'm with a group of friends,
yeah,
we're chatting it up. What we do here, we're excited to talk about stuff. But away from this,
so
small group of friends, that's it.
Kelsey's the one that picks up the swingers then? Because I would expect a swinger to be an extrovert.
Yeah.
Tom, what are you?
I am actually an extrovert, unless it's in a probably more of a professional environment. Like, when you're in work professional mode, I am an introvert, actually. But you putting everything aside and we could just go out and have a good time and stuff, you guys would probably be surprised that I try to get the conversation going.
You're the one that gets the party started.
I don't know about party started necessarily, but...
got to start somewhere.
I'm a big believer in live life.
Sure.
While you got it. And it's like, have a good time. Take your guard down. We don't nothing to hide. We all got flaws. I mean, look at my ugly face and bald head.
That's why we're on radio.
Greg, real quick.
I definitely would say I'm an introvert.
Yeah, so. It's weird. We're all in radio, mostly introverted.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be. Yeah.
Can be.
Mm-hmm.
Till the mics come on. Got a job to do. Fun to have. That's the cookie jar. It's 97.1.
Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in the great state of Michigan for over 25 years. With a focus on using the highest quality ingredients, you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. And with that focus on quality, they set out to create a beer that lets you have it all. With all-day IPA, here is what you get. A refreshing and deliciously flavorful beer. Easy drinking and high quality. All-day IPA is an IPA that is naturally brewed with an array of malts, grains, and hops, creating a delicious citrusy taste and a clean finish. It's the perfect beer for anyone looking to make the ordinary extraordinary and the good times great. And speaking of great times, we got some coming up on Saturday, whether it's College Park or Ann Arbor or it's Ford Field. All-day IPA is the perfect beer for anyone on game days. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find all-day IPA. Here's a clue. You can find it in the big house. All-day IPA, it's all about the taste. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
All right, some Ticketex reacting to the cookie jar, and then I want to revisit your pick for the big noon kickoff on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you caught me off guard. I'll at least take a couple minutes
with
you.
Keep you on your toes.
Yeah, it's appreciated. Texter says, I'm so with Heather. I hate people, air quotes, unless it's my small circle of friends, Roy and Clarkston. The introverted extroverted debate. Yeah, if it's like a small group of friends that you're real close with, you can, everybody's...
Yeah, but I
mean, easy to come out of your shell, but
so I guess I would err more on. I've said it was situationally dependent. I guess I would probably err more to the extrovert side because I do like hearing people's stories, learning about people, even if they're jerks. Like, you, I mean, at least you come away knowing instead of wondering is this guy a good guy or a bad guy? Good girl, bad girl.
Texter says boneless wings are chicken nuggets.
Yeah,
I can't wait for the bone-in drop for the next few years. Yeah. Joe in Farmington Hills.
I prefer bone-in.
Jansen's a foul pig with his sexual innuendos. Got one of those ticket texts.
Hey, how are you supposed to... The question was, do you prefer boneless or bone-in? And I simply answered it, I prefer bone-in.
People you don't want to be stuck in an elevator with. We only got one name on the ticket text.
Oh.
It wasn't anybody we said.
Who is
it? I know my baseball, you know.
Pat Caputo.
You can always take a nap.
Talking about minor league baseball for like 3 hours.
Yeah. You know, I just got the mud hens, okay?
Yeah. Then you could lay down. So if you were in there with Pat Caputo and Stoney, you'd want to take a nap, but then you couldn't because you'd be laying in pee.
Yeah, there's a text about that. It says maybe that would get Heather to clean her feet.
That would, yes. Yes. I didn't say I never wash my feet.
Yes.
But I definitely don't
only
wash
when
them.
You pee in the shower.
I don't wash them every time I shower.
The debate over which NFL mascot would win in a brawl says good luck with a Titan. And another one said, aren't Titans literal gods? How is that not the answer? Buccaneer with a cannon got another vote as well. None of us said either.
Only if he's on his ship.
Well, a Buccaneer would be on his ship, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I guess maybe. But yeah, they're going to be off yonder, and you're going to be in this room with all the other ones. I disagree. I still think it's the cowboy with modern firearms.
You in the state of Texas, Cowboys, Longhorns. Okay, let's talk about this. I was surprised, and I agree with you. I think Texas wins this game. We both had them to win by more than a touchdown. That's where I was like, whoa, John, you don't think it's going to be a one-score game even?
No. I mean, unless you count the two-point conversion.
Sure. But, okay, so early in the week, you know, I had expressed some concerns, and so did you. And as you got closer to this game, why did you arrive where you did?
There's almost everywhere there needs to be improvement. Offensive line, quarterback play, wide receivers. The only area that didn't need to be improved was Colston Loveland. And, you know, defensively, I still think Wink was taking that as a preseason game. And he was testing his guys because he needs to know as much as he possibly can going into this matchup with Texas. Because you've got a much better group of receivers, a much better offensive line, a much better quarterback. And even though they're down to their third running back, much better running game. So you've got to find out exactly the hand that you've been dealt in that situation.
You don't think it all gets cleaned up in 1 week's time?
I think there's just too much to clean up. I think there are areas where I expect them to be improved. I just don't know if they're going to be improved enough.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.